This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
It has been 1 week since we hightailed it back to the Upside Down. Stranger Things Season 5 is all we've been talking about, and it is the number one show on Netflix right now. If you've missed the crack, the team are back for another final mission. With Hawkins now under lockdown, the entire squad are uniting to try and kill Vecna. Volume 1 is out at the minute, Volume 2 is dropping on St. Stephen's Day, and then the finale is out on New Year's Day. And joining me on iRadio's group chat is iRadio's Matthew Matthews, aka the biggest Stranger Things super fan that I personally have come across as of late. He did a marathon watch of Volume 1 as soon as it came out, stayed up all night, and still managed to make it to work the next day. Matthew, thanks so much for joining me on the show. I know you've been posting all over your own TikTok about your reflections on this season, but if you had to sum it up so far in three words, what would those words be?
Okay, easy enough. So I always say they're the three F's, right? Frightening, funny, fantastic. That's all I can really say.
It really was that, even from my own perspective. I think that sums it up quite well. But overall, there was four episodes that have come out, at obviously, and everyone is talking about the last one. But did you have a least favourite?
Oh, good question. Yeah, I'd have to say probably, like, they were all brilliant, but I'd say my least favourite would be, I think it was episode two where Eleven, like, spoiler alert, Eleven and Hopper kind of trapped in the Upside Down. Because I kind of just found, like, a lot of people are saying this online that Millie Bobby Brown, she's not really acting like Eleven in this season for some reason. Like, it's kind of like she's just her, do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. There was, and a lot of time was spent in the Upside Down, which was them, and obviously the upside down isn't that pleasant of a place to necessarily be watching on screen because it's so grim, and it was just them down there the entire time.
Yeah, literally. And also, you know the way in each season the characters all get separated and they're all in different groups. So this one, Eleven's kind of like on the side in this one, I found, because it's not really about her this time. She's not really in the main picture.
She's not in the main picture. And on that, the last 5 minutes of the fourth episode of Volume 1, what did you make of that revelation about Will now being a sorcerer or whatever we're going calling him?
I know, Valerie, I'm still not over it. Like, there's so many possibilities. Like, have you seen online, right, where people are kind of joking, like, you know the whole Will fancies Mike thing in the fourth season?
Yes.
Everyone's kind of saying now he wanted Mike so bad that he just became Eleven and got her powers.
God.
Like, if you think about it, I think, like, the look Mike gives them at the end, it's just, I'm like, what's happening here? And also, like, it's leaving out the possibility, because, like, he's got Vecna's powers as well, because he's basically doing what Vecna's is in the previous season. So it's like a combination of Vecna and Eleven that he's just managed to unlock.
And it's fascinating to see where that's going to lead to, because I actually was watching this with my family and they were like, is he going to turn into a bad guy now? Is he going to, like, lose the run of them?
Yeah.
What do you make of that theory?
I mean, it's possible, yeah, because in the second season, that's what kind of happened. Like, the Mind Flayer took over his minds and was had him possessed and all. So it's one possibility. So are you asking, by the way, what was my prediction for the end?
Yes. What is your prediction for the end?
So we do know one of them is going to go. One of the main characters is going to die. The Duffer Brothers confirmed that as well. The question is who? That's what I'm thinking. I've been going down a rabbit hole all week about this. So there's a couple of possibilities as to who I think is going to die. So first are Joyce or Jonathan. I think they're going to protect Will. I don't think Will is going to die. I think he'll somehow, in order to defeat Vecna, Vecna will nearly get him or something, and one of them will protect him. And another prediction I have is Robin, because she's got a bigger role this season. So I'm like, why? And usually when they get a bigger role, it's like, something's about to go down here. I'm praying it's not Robin. I'm praying to God it's not. But, you know, they're the three most likely. It could be anyone. I think Hopper and Max are safe because they've been close to death already. I don't think Eleven's going to die because, like, she's been close herself. Mike is unlikely. Karen Wheeler, I don't think so. Yeah, none of the Wheelers or anything. So, yeah, and I don't think it'll be Steve, contrary to what people are thinking.
I really hope it's not Steve. Is there one that you really don't want to see killed off?
Steve. Yeah, Steve is like the emotional. Steve's the emotional anchor of the whole thing. Like, he's always there for the kids. Like, but I don't think they'd be that cruel, because, like, Justin already lost Eddie in the last season. So to do that would be too traumatizing for Justin. There's actually talk about, people are thinking it could be Dustin because he's getting himself into trouble at the start of the season. So it's like, could this happen again? Do you know what I mean?
I really hope it's not Dustin. In your view, though, who needs more screen time in the next two volumes? Who have we not seen enough of thus far?
I'd say we saw a lot of Max in the last season. We're not seeing any of her now, obviously. But I think she will come out of that coma. Like, there's definitely a plot line there. Now, I don't know what she's going to be like when she comes out. But who needs more screen time? I'd say who isn't getting it? Lucas doesn't get too much screen time. But again, I don't know, like Lucas and Jonathan, like I don't know, like they're great, but I don't know if they add much value to the show. Do you know what I mean? Now, in this current time. I think, I actually know, Erica. Erica needs way more screen time. Like she's brilliant in this. She's so funny. The pie scene, did you see it, Valerie?
I thought it was remarkable. I was actually going to say Erica myself and Lucas though, because I think possibly we're building it up for a big Lucas storyline in the rest of volume two and the finale as well. I'm wondering, is there going to be a bit of an arc with him where possibly he saves Max's life and like maybe he gets killed off? That is a potential. Maybe we've more to see from his character before that though, in the rush to the end.
Yeah, definitely, because there's a scene in the trailer where he's carrying Max like in a lift, which hasn't happened this season yet, spoiler alert. And yeah, Lucas, we haven't really explored Lucas the whole kind of time in Stranger Things, so it's definitely a possibility that he could be the main guy. But yeah, like him, yeah, no, I agree. Like he should get more screen time. And Erica, she's so funny. Like she's so funny. I can picture her now. It won't happen, but if Vecna faced her, she'd just tell him off and he'd go straight back to the Upside Down for good or something.
They should have done that already. They would have solved themselves so much time. But if you had to ditch one iconic duo in all of this, because we have a good few, who would it be?
Yeah.
I have three choices for you. Steve and Dustin, Elle and Mike, or Steve and Robin.
Okay, I think Elle and Mike should go. Definitely.
Bin them off.
Yeah, bin them off. I mean, like, come on, they're history now. Like, that relationship is over. Like the other ones are still going strong, stronger than ever. I know Steve and Dustin are kind of feuding from time to time, but that's a sign of true bromance.
I would agree with that. And to be fair, I don't think Elle and Mike have really had any scenes bar, like, one together so far this volume. So I think we could sacrifice that for the sake of Steve with his other two pals. What are your plans for watching the next two volumes? Are you going to pull more all-nighters?
Oh, yeah. So I don't know whether it's dropping at 1 a.m. on Christmas Day or Stephen's Day. I know it's Christmas Day. I just don't know the times, to be honest. But I do know, I've joked with my fam about this, being like, well, this has given me an excuse to actually not leave my room and converse with you guys on Christmas Day. Sorry to be so cynical there, but that's my excuse now. Now I have a valid excuse. And the finale is obviously on New Year's Eve. So I'm actually tempted to go to the cinema because it is being shown in cinemas. But at the same time, you could have a watch party as well. So I'm debating about that now, but it could be good in the cinema. I don't know.
If people like Stranger Things and cannot wait now for the new volumes to drop or are looking ahead now to the grim future when they have no more seasons, what other TV shows would you recommend they watch, which are a bit kind of along that vein?
Oh my God, that's a tough one. Because like, again, I don't think any TV show has ever topped Stranger Things. Just when you take everything into account, the cinematography, the script, the acting. Off the top of my head, if you want to watch like a well thought out series, if you haven't seen it, I can't imagine you haven't, but Breaking Bad.
Yes, I haven't actually seen Breaking Bad. Am I awful?
What? Second best after Stranger Things. It's second best to me.
Okay, well, I will add that to the watch list for sure. Well, Matthew, thank you so much for joining us on iRadio's group chat. You can catch Matthew on iRadio from time to time, and you can catch him over on TikTok as well. Where can we find you on TikTok, Matthew?
So it's at Matthew Squared on TikTok. Just being me in a silly way, hoping people relate. So at Matty Squared.
Thanks, Matthew, and we will catch up with you again on iRadio's group chat.
Look forward to it. See you soon, Valerie.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.